It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
As we merrily roll along, we might be moving and shaking with maybe some shaping in there, too.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Welcome, Anne.
Rebecca, it's so good to see you.
Good to see you, too. And this week, we have a question from Evan. Evan saw Merrily We Roll Along on Broadway and noticed in the show they mention the movers and shapers. Evan says, while this makes intrinsic sense, I always heard the phrase as movers and shakers. And I'm with Evan on this one. I've always heard movers and shakers, too. I don't think I've ever heard movers and shapers.
I also use movers and shakers, and it's an expression I actually use fairly often. Borrowed it from a linguist colleague of mine to refer to young people as the movers and shakers of language change because they often initiate language change, they influence language change, they are the movers and shakers. And it turns out that originally the phrase was movers and shakers. But as Evan notes, in the show Merrily We Roll Along, in the lyrics of Our Time, we get movers and shapers. So, Rebecca, here are the lyrics. I will not sing because that is too painful for everyone.
Aw, come on.
No, I promise. So here are the lyrics. Feel the flow. Hear what's happening. We're what's happening, don't you know? We're the movers and we're the shapers. We're the names in tomorrow's papers.
It's a nice rhyme scheme.
Exactly. Very helpful to have shapers when you need to rhyme with papers. The Oxford English Dictionary defines mover and shaker as a person who initiates events and influences people, a dynamic and influential person. Rebecca, is it a phrase that you use?
I could use that, talking about the movers and shakers in, I don't know, Washington or at some big company or something like that.
Uh-huh. And both mover and shaker have been used figuratively since the 1400s. So, for example, mover could be a person who incites others to action or influences people, could be a mover. And that phrase, mover and shaker, originates in a poem, 1873, by the British poet Arthur O'Shaughnessy. So the poem is Ode, and here we go. We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams, wandering by lone sea breakers and sitting by desolate streams. World losers and world forsakers on whom the pale moon gleams, yet we are the movers and shakers of the world forever, it seems.
This is a very poetic edition of That's What They Say this week. I like it.
I do too. So there's Movers and Shakers, 1873, and it sort of makes its way along. In 1936, Mabel Dodge Luhan, who was a wealthy heiress in New York and a patron of the arts, published one of her memoirs titled Movers and Shakers. And then starting around the 1960s, we see movers and shakers take off as a phrase and become more popular. Now, interestingly, Rebecca, you see it much more often in the plural than you do in the singular. Does that feel intuitive to you?
Mover and shaker. Yeah, it does. But I could also say, hey, she's a mover and shaker down there at City Hall or something like that.
And you will absolutely find evidence of that. When we look at frequency, we more frequently talk about the movers and shakers at City Hall, but you can talk about one mover and shaker. And then we have some other variants. We get shakers and movers, makers and movers and shapers, and movers and groovers.
I love movers and groovers. Feeling groovy.
Well, maybe you can start a trend and be your own mover and shaker by making mover and groover happen.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks so much, Anne.
Absolutely, Rebecca. And now I'm moving and grooving my way out of here.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.